Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date for this episode is July 19th, 1940, and the title is When Thieves Fall Out. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
With a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty "Hi-yo, Silver!" The Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early days of the Western United States. His strength and courage were always on the side of right against might. No man could match his daring and resourcefulness, and nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young and the Lone Ranger was fighting the greatest battle of his entire career. Strange and demoralizing rumor began to circulate throughout the territory surrounding the town of Spanish Flats. A rumor that spread with the speed of wildfire.
Hey, you hear the news?
What's up?
The Lone Ranger's dead.
Oh.
It's the truth, and them crooks hiding out near the Rio killed him. Get up, fella.
Hey, wait! Get to tell the others. Oh, get up!
I tell you, it's as certain as I'm a setting this horse. They got him. They got the Lone Ranger. They got him. Got the Lone Ranger.
If they done for the masked man, what chance we got? The
Lone Ranger's dead.
The Lone Ranger's done for.
But Tonto, the Lone Ranger's faithful Indian companion, and Arizona Lawson were unaware of the story that was spreading so swiftly. Brought to the district by the rancher Graham to aid him in his fight against organized gangs of outlaws, they had made camp close to Graham's ranch house. Arizona was speaking seriously to Tonto, while their horses, saddled and ready, grazed nearby.
Tonto, there's no use fooling ourselves. We've reached a doggone tough place. We've taken care of three of them gang leaders, a good passel of their men. But we've been lucky.
Not right.
If the masked man was so he could ride with us, I wouldn't be worrying. But he ain't. Until he's over that gunshot wound, he won't be neither. And hard as we've been fighting them crooks, we ain't his match.
Mm.
And all the time behind them crooks we can fight out in the open is the boss of theirs that nobody knows about. He's the one I'm scared of most.
Him, he clever.
Any fellow that can run a dozen gangs like he's done without his own men finding out who he is has to be. And that ain't the worst of it.
Mm, what that?
It ain't so much that they don't know who that gent is, but we don't either. He might be anybody. Till he's found in jail, ain't a man in the district we can trust.
Not bad.
Bad? It's poison. And don't you think that fellow will be trying to settle with us and Graham again one of these days? He won't let us keep on. Can't afford to.
Then what we do?
The way I got it figured out, Tonto, the thing for us to do is to keep striking fast. It's just about our only chance. Don't let them have the time to get set to fix us.
You got plan?
Well, I've been talking to Graham. He's picked up some information about a couple of more hombres.
Who them?
One's a fellow named Laramie. Graham says from what he can learn, it's Laramie's bunch that's been smuggling stuff across the border for the gang.
Oh.
Then there's another gent goes by the name of Pedro Mendoza. Likely that ain't his real one, but it serves.
Who, him?
Well, he stays below the border most of the time. Graham thinks he works with Laramie, selling the stuff like horses and such that Laramie takes over to him.
Oh.
Now, they're the fellas I reckon we ought to go after next. But I ain't sure just how to go about it.
What you mean?
Well, should we go after Mendoza, or should we go after Laramie? Or you think we're strong enough to take them both on?
Me not know.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't either. I reckon we better find out what else Graham's picked up before we decide. Huh? What's woke Wolf up? Wolf! Here, fella! What's ailing you, boy? Huh? What is it? You figure him out, Tonto?
You listen.
Huh?
It's horse.
So it is. You heard it first, huh, fella? Good boy. But you stay quiet now, hear me? Make him out, Tonto?
It's Graham.
Coming here?
Huh.
Say, if he's coming to camp and he promised to stay away, it must be something serious. Hi there!
Hello!
What's up?
Oh, there, Wolf. Just about everything.
Huh?
Tonto, I've been in Spanish Flats.
That trouble?
Words got out the masked man was murdered. And just when things were going our way. Just when people were beginning to get up the courage to fight on our side.
Oh, that bad.
It means half of our work is gone for nothing.
How do you mean?
Do you think we'll be able to convince them they've got a chance against the men who killed the masked man?
Mm.
They were frightened enough of that gang before. But now they're absolutely terrified. The sheriff
was
so...
What about the sheriff?
Remember how puffed up he was after Tonto had tricked him into capturing Red Kemp's gang?
Uh-huh.
Well, after that, I thought he was going to be of some use to us. But now he's as bad as any of them. He's half frightened out of his wits.
Golly. Tonto?
Huh?
There's just one thing we have to do. We can't let all our work be spoiled like this.
What you mean?
We've got to tell them the truth.
Oh, we make promise.
I know, Tonto. But this is just one of them times when a promise has to be broken. Don't you see? He'd tell you the same himself.
What
are you two talking about? What promise is this? Is it something I don't know about?
Well, I...
Is it?
It ain't for me to say, Graham. It's up to Tonto. But I think Tonto knows that something has to be done.
Tonto, what's he talking about? Well, of course, I'm not demanding that you tell me. But if something that concerns the work we've been doing, I think you should remember we're fighting on the same side and sharing the same risks. Well?
Lone Ranger, him not dead.
What's that?
Him live.
And you've never told me? You let me go on thinking I brought him here to his death?
Me
now,
promise.
Don't blame Tonto, Graham. It was a masked man's idea. Weren't that he didn't trust you. It was just that he figured the fewer knew about him still being alive, the better.
Yes. Yes, of course.
Well, anyhow, now it's out. Tonto? I'll tell you what you better do.
What that?
Ride to town and tell the sheriff what you just told Graham. He thinks a heap of you, Tonto. He'll believe you where he wouldn't believe me.
Here, Scout.
And you can depend on him getting the news around as fast as anybody can.
He's gone now. Get him up, Scout. Get him up.
Sheriff Wicks of Spanish Flats was having other troubles besides those caused by the rumors of the Lone Ranger's death. In his office, he rapidly read a letter that had just been delivered to him, then slapped it down upon his desk with an expression of disgust.
Thunderation!
What's the matter now, Sheriff? Get bad news?
Know who that letter's from?
How could I? I ain't read it.
Captain Blake?
Yeah? Who's he? Army man?
Captain Blake of the Texas Rangers.
Oh.
Of all the dad red nerve.
You sound like what he wrote you wasn't such pleasant reading.
He says I'm to blame because there's so much smuggling going on over the south border of my county.
Well, ain't you?
Huh? What's that you said?
Now, don't get mad at me, Sheriff, if I tell you the truth. You know it as well as I do. When did you ever try to catch Laramie at it?
But he's one of that gang.
Well, there you are. Scared stiff of them.
You know anybody around here, ain't?
Oh, Graham, ain't. And from what I've heard, neither is Arizona Lawson nor that redskin they call Tonto. Fact is, just about a week ago, you weren't yourself. For a couple of minutes.
What do you mean?
I'm talking about that night you rounded up Red Kemp's outfit. They were a part of the same gang.
Mm.
And speaking of Tonto,
huh?
I think that's him riding that paint of his down the street.
Uh-huh,
he's pulling up here.
There's one doggone smart engine.
If he wasn't, he'd never been traveling with the Lone Ranger.
Oh, don't even mention that hombre's name. When I think of them crooks killing that feller...
Yeah, I savvy.
Come in.
Hello.
Howdy.
Hi there, Tonto. What are you doing in town?
Me hear feller tell lies.
Huh?
Hear feller say mask man dead.
Everybody knows it, Tonto. It's all over the county.
It's not true.
It's not. Hey, say that over again.
Lone Ranger, him still live.
Well, I'll be. Tonto, them crooks didn't get him? They didn't? You're not lying to me?
Me tell truth.
He's alive.
Glory be.
Where's that letter?
The one from that Blake hombre? Right where you threw it on your desk.
He's getting an answer.
Yeah?
Afraid of Laramie's gang, am I? Well, I'll sue them Texas Rangers.
You get them?
You bet I am.
Tonto, help.
I don't need no help. So they'll call me out, huh? I'll do this job alone.
Hold, Scott, hold, fella, hold.
Back already, Tonto. Seen the sheriff, did you?
Me see him. Now you come.
Huh?
We ride.
Yeah? Where are we going? Here, fella.
Ride to cave. See fast man.
Oh, I savvy. Think you'd better let him know that you told he's still living, huh? Any objection to Wolf come along?
Not all right.
Let's get started.
Get him up, Scout.
Get up. Get up.
This time, Tonto did not pause to signal the masked man of his approach when he had reached the barren, hilly wastelands along the Rio Grande. Instead, with Arizona at his side and Arizona's dog, Wolf, following behind, he continued swiftly on, reaching the river, splashing his way across the muddy, treacherous stream, then making for a cliff wall that was dotted for miles with the dark mouths of countless caves. Although few could have traveled that forbidding district without having soon lost their way, the stern-faced Indian rode unerringly toward his goal. Reaching the cliff, he sent Scout up a narrow, winding trail that seemed carved from solid rock. At length, the trail widened. At last, Tonto signaled for a halt, where an entrance to one of the many caves appeared just over their heads.
Hold, Scott. Hold, fella. Miss, please. I'm coming.
Hold, fella. Hold. That it up there? You sure chose a place nobody'd ever find. Gosh, I wouldn't want to make many trips up here. I guess they must be back inside a ways. Don't seem to have hurt us anyway.
You call Padre.
Yeah.
Padre! Hi there. Hey, it's us. It's me and Tonto.
That's funny.
Then not answer.
Now, don't get to worrying, Tonto. Let me call again.
Padre! Hey, Padre, it's Arizona.
Well, I'll be... Tonto, I reckon this is something you and me better look into. The masked man ever tell you he might leave the cave once in a while?
Him wounded. How him get out?
Golly, that's right. He couldn't. Say, you think that maybe...
Me afraid outlaw and get here first.
You mean because we told? Tonto, I don't like this. The quicker we find out what's happening there, the better.
You hurry.
How are we going to get up there?
Me lift you. Then you pull Tonto up.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Me lift you.
Tonto, I'm afraid... Something tells me whatever's up there, maybe we shouldn't know it. Well, here goes. Give me your hand.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. continue our story.
Hang on, Tonto.
When Arizona had reached the level of the cave, he braced himself, lowered a hand, and pulled Tonto up after him.
Come on, Tonto. I got a good hold. Just a little more. You're almost there. Be all right.
Made it. Better get our breath. Gosh, it's dark in there. Can't see a thing.
We make light.
I got matches.
That a lamp?
Huh? How'd that get here?
Andre, bring it.
Oh, I'll fix it. You ready to look around?
Me ready.
Just a second. There. Now we got something to see by. Come on.
That's where them make camp.
Where they made their campfires.
But
ain't a thing in here. Why, everything's gone. Blankets? Grub? Even them medicines that Padre brought along are gone.
That's heap strange.
And no message. No sign, nothing.
No.
There's the end of the cave.
Me see it.
Tonto, you recollect just before we climbed up here what I said? That maybe we wouldn't want to find out what we was likely to in this cave?
Uh-huh.
I was right. Everything gone. No message. Tonto, we found out the last thing I ever wanted to know.
Masked man in heap big danger.
Maybe worse, Tonto.
Oh.
He'd have left some message if he'd gone willingly, wouldn't he? Tonto, maybe this time them crooks really done it. Maybe we'll never see the masked man again.
Tonto and Arizona, when they had descended again from the cave and reached the valley floor, searched in all directions for a clue to the disappearance of the Lone Ranger and the Padre, but found nothing. When they rode on again, they did so in silence, each preoccupied with his own thoughts. Tonto's face, apparently expressionless, only served as a mask for emotions of rage and despair. Arizona's features were set in a scowl, but when the wolf hunter glanced at his companion, he forgot his own grief to offer comfort to the other.
Tonto, I know what you're thinking. I guess I feel pretty much the same as you. But you can't go blaming yourself for this. If anybody's to blame, it's me.
Me tell Matt's friend live. Outlaw find him.
You wouldn't have said nothing if I hadn't persuaded you to, though.
Me break promise. Me tell.
We don't even know that breaking our promise had anything to do with this. Maybe Laramie or some of the rest of that gang got scouting around and... Laramie. Tonto, I'll bet he's the one.
What you mean?
Ain't he been in charge of the smuggling for the gang? Ain't he the one that knows all this country here along the Rio best? Then who'd be more likely to find the masked man than he would?
You're right.
And that means what we was talking about before, it decided for us.
What that?
Remember when I said I didn't know which one we ought to get after first? Laramie or that Pedro Mendoza? Well, we're hunting up Laramie. I don't care whether Mendoza works with Laramie or not. If he's the gent that found the masked man, he's the gent I aim to settle with first.
That's good.
He'll pay, Tonto. And by thunder, I'm going to have the pleasure of helping to make him pay. What's that?
Them shots.
Oh, boy.
Both got both.
Where'd they come from? Who fired them?
Them long way off.
Maybe. There they are again. And this time I know which way they come from.
Them come from that way.
Back on the north side of the river. Whoever fired them shots, Tonto, he's in trouble. Come on.
Get him up, Skelton.
Get up, Tonto. Come on, look. Get up.
Urging their mounts to their greatest speed, the two men recrossed the Rio and raced in the direction of the canyon from which the gunshots had seemed to come. Just before reaching the canyon itself, they changed their course, circling to gain the crest of a hill that would reveal all that lay below. Reaching the top, once more they drew their mounts to a halt.
Hold it, boy.
Be quiet, Wolf. Hey, Tonto, look there. Who do you think them fellas are?
Me not know.
It's sure head up about something. Listen to them. Say, you think they could have seen us?
Them not look this way.
Well, I guess they ain't. Well, go on.
What matter?
Look beyond them, Tonto. Farther down the valley there. See that one hombre that's all alone? Look. Now he's jumping from the saddle and running for them rocks. He's throwing lead at them other gents now. Isn't there something familiar about that fella, Tonto? Ain't we seen him someplace before?
No way. That sheriff.
What?
That's him, all right. You look.
Well, golly, if it ain't. With all them fellas after him. Now what kind of a hole he got himself in?
Me not know.
Wish them other fellas had spread out more, so as we could get a good look at them. I'd give a heap to know who they are. They're edging towards the place where the sheriff's hiding.
Maybe them rush sheriff.
That's just what they're getting set to do. Tonto, maybe I'm wrong, but you know what I think?
What that?
Didn't you tell me when you seen the sheriff, he said as how he was going after Laramie, and he didn't need nobody's help?
That's what him say, all right.
Well, I just got a hunch he's found Laramie and wishes now he hadn't.
You think Laramie down there?
I could be wrong, Tonto, but I'll bet plenty I ain't.
Me get him.
Hey, hold on.
Him fella get masked, man. Me fix him.
Oh, Tonto, wait. You can't just go right into that bunch. Wait till we figure out a way to go at this. They'll have you where they got the sheriff. Hey, stop.
You let Tonto go. Me fix him.
Hey,
get him up, Scout.
Come back here, you crazy galoot. Come back.
Get him up.
Gone clean loco because he thinks Laramie done for the masked man. Well, I guess I'm loco, too, because I'm following right along. Get up, boy. Whoa, come on.
Plunging like a thunderbolt from the hill to the canyon bed, Tonto sent Scout driving for the band of dismounted gunmen who were slowly closing in on the sheriff.
Get up, Scout!
Get up, boy!
Arizona, shouting wildly to his own flying mount, followed not far behind. The outlaws, turning at the sound of the two speeding horses, were too astonished by their arrival to do more than give way and abide before the onrush. But before Tonto and Arizona could check the flight of their mounts, they found they'd been carried beyond the gunmen. Had reached the place where the sheriff had taken refuge.
Whoa, Scout! Hey,
Arizona! Get back here with me! Get the cover!
Right!
Me go back!
Oh, no, you don't. Once going crazy like that's enough.
Me get killer!
Doggone it, Tonto, you got away with it the first time because he didn't know you was coming. But can't you see you'd never have a chance a second time? They're just ready and waiting for you. Now you come on.
Me ride.
You set on that? Then I reckon here's where I get mine, Tonto. Let's go.
You stay back.
Nothing doing. You go, I go.
You get kin.
That's my privilege as much as yours, ain't it?
You not stay back.
If you ride, not in your kin tied.
Then come.
Huh?
We take cover.
With a sheriff? Now you're talking. And if we don't hustle, we'll catch lead poisoning. Get up, Tonto.
Get up, Scout.
You
fun!
Hurry up!
Quick, get back here with me.
We're with you, Sheriff.
Send the horses on back. You go, Scout.
Get up, boy.
Why in thunder you take so long making up your minds to come the rest of the way? I thought them skunks was going to get you.
Not Laramie, fella.
Him all right.
Him get masked, man.
You mean this time he's really done for the Lone Ranger?
Looks kind of like it, Sheriff.
Why, blast their low-down mangy eyes. Here they come. Let them have it.
The first attack of the outlaws was beaten off, and the second, and the third. Given a breathing space, the three trapped men discussed their situation.
Sheriff, while we got a little time, suppose you explain how you got in this fix, huh?
Just from getting mad and being a stubborn idiot.
Yeah?
Got a letter from Captain Blake of the Texas Rangers giving me the dickens. Then a feller back in town said I hadn't gone after Laramie because I was yeller. He was telling the truth, so that's why I got mad. Wouldn't listen to nobody. Just plain seen red. I'd heard it hinted Laramie'd be over this way on a little deal with Mendoza. Some account come here alone. Which same as what I get for refusing help.
Now the three of us are in for it.
It looks it.
Where, Mendoza?
I don't know. He usually has some half-breeds trailing along with him, but I ain't seen hiding a hair of them. Only Laramie there.
That wouldn't be them, would it?
Huh? Where?
Just entering the canyon. Heading for Laramie's bunch.
My golly, I think. Thunderation it is.
Bad.
Just means almost double the number of Guinness there was, that's all.
We didn't have a chance before. Now we ain't got half that many. Well, all we can do is sell out for plenty and give them all we got when they come again.
Wait, hold it.
What that?
Them two gangs don't look so friendly to me. Sheriff, Tonto, they're going for that gun.
Well, I'll be... What in front of you make of that?
Make of it? I don't give a hoot. All I know is that fight was just made order for us.
They'll not watch.
Too busy. Ain't got time for nobody but each other. Let's circle around and get closer.
You think so?
Sheriff, I think when them two bunches get through battling, won't either one of them win. We will. Come on. Look there. That breed winged Laramie, by golly.
If we don't buy him pretty soon, there won't be enough left of them to take prisoner.
Sheriff, you circle farther there to the left.
What do you got in mind?
Tonto can circle to the right. I'll stay here. When I yell, all of us throw down at them at once.
All right.
And we'll have them where if they don't surrender, we can blast them to glory. Hurry up now. I'll count to five. That'll give you time.
Me go.
I'm on my way.
Golly, whatever them gents are fighting about, they're sure mad. Just look at them go it. Let one fella chip over. And that little gent, acting like a wildcat. Where's the sheriff and Tonto? There's Tonto. He goes. Yeah, the sheriff is too. Well, here's for it.
Drop them guns and start to reaching, gents, or you can say goodbye to living right now.
You already heist them.
Drop down. They sneak up on us.
Got us covered.
Hey, engine's got a horse and block off.
Left hand heavy.
No, you don't. Next man to try that gets worse. Come on, Tonto. Adam, sheriff. Take their guns. Here, you bird, let loose of those.
Don't shoot!
Hurry, get the air out of the gun.
Them not make trouble now.
Got the whole kit and caboodle out of
them. Flattery, you're one great fool. If you do not try to cheat me, this thing is going to happen.
Oh, my arm. I didn't cheat you, Pedro. How many times do I have to tell you? I sent you that cash by clam.
Clam? Then why you not say so?
Well, didn't I try to when you went for your guns?
Diablo, it was not clam I see. It was a mask, man.
How did that be?
I think the tenure with a mask come from you. This here no bring cash, that you keep money for yourself, that you think me a big coward would not dare to ask for the cash.
A masked man told you that?
Si.
And you thought I sent him?
Si, si.
Well, of course.
That's enough of that, you two. Line up with your pards so I can search you good before we start for the calaboose.
Tonto, you hear that?
Me here.
A masked man got these two outfits to scrap and tricked him to save our lives.
That the Lone Ranger?
Living and raising Ned with Crook. Tonto, with him riding again, there ain't nothing can stop us. Sheriff, put these coyotes on their horses. Let's get going.
Mount, you polecat!
I'm aching to hear the rest of their parts. Who can beat us now? The Lone Ranger's on our side.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this special episode of OTRWesterns.com. Check out the show notes site, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. We're on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And please rate us on iTunes. Just search OTR Westerns. We have multiple podcasts, so if you subscribe to this specific feed, then please do leave feedback on that one. Rate us high so we can go ahead and get nominated and all that other good stuff. This podcast is copyright 2011, under attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.